Hey, Alex back here again on this Monday afternoon. How is everybody doing? We've had a lot of freaking hot weather. Ridiculous. Stupid, right? I mean, ow! Burn, 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 burn. Can't even think without sweating. Wow. I mean, you just sit there like a big lump. Today I want to talk to you about the Nautilus tanks by Aspire. They're the big and the small, large and mini. The Nautilus came out sometime last year when I wasn't even a vapor yet. And then the Nautilus Mini came out just about a month ago. Actually, about 2 months ago.
The day I moved in.
And the day that I arrived in Fredericksburg. Boom! How about a good tank for the big man?
Woohoo!
Yeah! So we're being a little hyper, but that's okay. So, that was like an Ash and Limb growl there, dude.
Yeah.
So, Nautilus Aspire, man. Aspire Nautilus Mini and Big Aspire Nautilus. The regular Nautilus came with these BDC, bottom dual coil designed heads, and they kind of sucked, apparently. I mean, I never even tried them. What I did was I bought both of the tanks. We got both of the tanks, and we got Ed the Tank too. She got the Mini and a Pro Tank 3 Mini, whose center bit is actually stuck in a drain somewhere. We don't really quite know where it is. Stupidness on my part. Anyway, so the Aspire Nautilus tanks, I took the two bottom dual coils and I chucked them in the bin because I've heard so many bad things. Oh, they suck.
Hey, they leak, bro.
Oh, dry hits and crappy poopy. So I'm like, you know what? I don't need that bullshit in my tank and I don't really want to have to stomp on it. So I threw the coils out, and I put the BVC coil in the big tank, bottom vertical coil. This coil has a bunch of polyfill and crap around it, which is apparently ceramic. And holy Christ, man, the flavor is just fucking killer out of this little beast here. .555 tobacco, 18 milligrams. PGVG is 6535. 65% PG, propylene glycol, 35% VG, vegetable glycerin. So, this tank, the big one, that's what I'm currently vaping, 5 milliliter capacity, adjustable airflow on an iTaste VV version 3 battery, crank all the way up to 5 volts, 1.8 ohm coil. I'm not sure if it's a dual coil or not, but apparently it's a bottom vertical coil. So, So why didn't they call it a BVDC? I don't know. Oh, well, not my problem. I don't run the company. So, yeah, great little coils, great little tanks. When you first get this beast and you put a coil in it, the beast being the big one or the small one, but just if you get the big Nautilus for the capacity, just chuck those other coils that you get with it in the garbage and get some bottom vertical coils and throw them in there. Or just buy an Aspire Nautilus Mini. Be done with it.
Flavor's
way better, I think, than like a Kanger Aero tank. The Kanger tanks are okay, but they're very harsh, like especially at the higher NIC levels. I mean, it just kind of kicks you in the throat, but not in a good way. It's like a knife being stabbed in your frickin' trachea. I mean, it's pretty bad. By comparison, this is a lot smoother and more balanced, I think, even with the newer juices that haven't, you know, been steeped properly yet. But you get this tank, fill it up, and wait about 20 minutes because that cardo, that coil in there, it's basically a cardomizer, I suppose, if it's got all that polyfill and stuff around it. It's a ceramic, like, cloth that I've seen with a steel mesh piece over it so it doesn't, you know, so it protects it, basically. That needs to saturate for, like, a good 20 minutes, or you could just sit there and prime the hell out of it until it tastes good, but, yeah, it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Just wait. You know, and but these coils are so great. I honestly think, and they sound cool when they fire. You know how the other tanks, they kind of just don't really crackle all that much. This one's like, it sounds like a little fire in there. It's very, very crackly. So there you are. I wish these came at a lower ohm. Kanger, for instance, I have the 0.8 ohm coils in the Aerotank Mega. I need a slightly bigger battery, like a something that goes up to like 15 watts or 20 watts, but this is fine for now. And if Nautilus tanks could be put in, you know, like a 1.3, even 1.5, I guess, would be okay. And then just leave it at that and be happy, because I think, you know, even a hotter, more dense kind of vape, even at lower voltage, would be something a lot of consumers would go for, including myself. Cheers to everybody. Hope we all have a good week, and I will be back at some point, hopefully with either vaping or guitar-related stuff. Getting a little lonely here. I don't have my guitar here, so... Oh, it's so bad. Oh, it's so terrible. Rock on, guys, and vape on if you vape, and if you don't, well, that's cool. Peace, y'all.